This past week saw President Trump deliver on one of his campaign promises by officially recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This decision has been welcomed by many, but also, as you've seen, protested by others. Here to explain the significance of this move is the director of the Christians United for Israel's Watchman Project. He's also host of The Watchman on TBN, author of a series of books, most recent, ISIS Exposed, Beheading, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam, Eric Stackelbeck. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Chris, good to be with you.
And the website, ericstackelbeck.com. Eric is spelled E-R-I-C-K. And yeah, we do have a link over to our website, too, so no spelling bee is necessary. But as far as this declaration by President Trump, this is actually something every president since Clinton could have done, correct?
That's right, Chris. Look, every president since Clinton has actually promised to do it. As a matter of fact, in 1995, Chris, under the Clinton administration, there was the Jerusalem Embassy Act. Now, this law, and I repeat, it was law, demanded that the U.S. Embassy be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, that was 22 years ago, but guess what? President Clinton, President George W. Bush, and then President Obama, all of them took a pass. They continued to sign a waiver every few months saying, no, we're going to leave the embassy in Tel Aviv. I have to give President Trump major credit, Chris. He kept his word. He showed boldness and decisiveness here. He had been talking about moving the embassy way back during the campaign season, even before he was elected. This was an issue that was near and dear to his heart, and he has fulfilled that promise before his first year in office is even up. You know, we live in a Winston Churchill moment, I like to say, where we need a bold, decisive leader in the West. I see one in Israel, by the way, in Benjamin Netanyahu, who's bold, who tells it like it is, and now I think we're seeing one in President Trump.
When you compare, when you look at this decision and this declaration by President Trump, is this on an even par, maybe a little above, maybe a little bit below, President Reagan standing in front of the Brandenburg Gate saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
I think history will remember this on an equal par, Chris. I really do. I think as we move on, because it's just as President Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That rings throughout history. It was a bold stand against tyranny. I think in this case as well, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, we as the leader of the free world, with President Trump, we are the right one to deliver this message, just as President Reagan was, as a leader of the free world against the communist bloc. But what President Trump is saying here to the tyrants, to the jihadists, to the radical Islamists, who, by the way, are not only Israel's enemies, they are our enemies as well, he's saying, look, we're going to stand with Israel. We're going to stand for freedom and the only democracy in the Middle East. We're not going to let the jihadists who covet Jerusalem so much, we're not going to let them win out. We, as the United States, President Trump is saying, we are going to stand with fellow democracies around the world that share our Judeo-Christian Western values, and Israel is at the forefront of that.
The idea, too, going into the day of the announcement that President Trump made about Jerusalem, there were the hand-wringers, as I like to call them. Oh, if he does this, he's going to make the Palestinians and terrorists mad. Well, reality check, they were kind of ticked off at us already. I don't think this added anything.
Yes, Chris, you call them the hand-wringers. I've said that, and that they're gnashing their teeth as this decision was made. Look, I'm glad you brought this up, because at the end of the day, the pundits and the geniuses here inside the Beltway are saying, well, my gosh, this is going to create instability in the Middle East. Excuse me, have they been sleeping for the past 7 years? Instability in the Middle East? Try Iran marching across the region, developing nuclear weapons, arming Hezbollah, arming Hamas, ISIS carrying out genocide. Yemen, Syria, Iraq have ceased to be nation states. We've seen two major revolutions in Egypt, all in the past 7 years. But now this, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv, this, Chris, is going to create instability, apparently. The only thing stable about the Middle East is instability. So at the end of the day, this does not have a major impact. You'll hear a lot of hand-wringing, like you said, the Palestinians right now rioting, and we'll see some of that, but that's the max of what you're going to get.
So with Eric Stackelbeck, who is director of the Christians United for Israel Watchman Project, he also hosts The Watchman on TBN, series of books, most recent, ISIS Exposed, Beheading, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam, ericstackelbeck.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, and speaking of the Palestinian reaction, doesn't exactly display them as people of peace, does it?
Yeah, this is interesting, Chris. Not at all. I think, number one, people, that's another argument people are making against this move. Oh, my gosh, it's going to blow up the peace process. Well, if this is all it takes to blow up the peace process, there wasn't much of a peace process to begin with. The Palestinian Authority, not just Hamas, who we know is a terror jihadist organization, the Palestinian Authority, led by Mahmoud Abbas, Israel's supposed partner for peace, has glorified terrorism almost as much as Hamas over the years, still refuses to recognize Israel's right to exist. So look, what we did was what the White House said. This was a recognition of reality that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, just as Berlin, Paris, London, Moscow, Beijing, we have embassies in these countries. So naturally, common sense, we should have an embassy in Jerusalem, where the seat of government for Israel is located. Unfortunately, today, common sense is not so common. But one more real quick point on this, Chris. People are also saying the peace process blown up, and this emerging dynamic where the Sunni Arab states, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, are drawing closer to Israel. Well, maybe that will be jeopardized. I think not. At the end of the day, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians, the Arab Gulf states, they are far more concerned about the existential threat posed by that Iran-Hezbollah axis than they are the embassy moving to Jerusalem. I can assure you there's back channels going on, intelligence sharing with Israel, and these nations are drawing closer to Israel because they see the growing Iranian superpower in their midst, which again poses an existential threat. So their priorities are not the embassy, believe me.
Which leads us to maybe another decision by the Trump administration regarding the Iran arms deal.
Which should be thrown out, in my view, Chris. I think President Trump took a great step by decertifying it. I believe it was last month, a few weeks ago, decertifying it actually back in October and blowing that thing up to a degree. I think at the end of the day, it should be torn up. This is a according to our State Department, it's not even me. According to our State Department, Iran is the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism. Case closed. There's been no indication that they have stopped sponsoring terrorism. As a matter of fact, Chris, whether it's in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, or Yemen, Iran, through its terrorist proxies, basically controls four Arab capitals right now, and they have formed a land corridor. This has been their dream, and they've done it from Tehran, across Iraq, across Syria, across Lebanon, all the way to the Mediterranean. They want to revive the ancient Persian Empire. That's their dream. And the main goal is to surround Israel on all sides. Israel, which is the size of the state of New Jersey, by the way, surround Israel on all sides and squeeze it like a vise. They're having great success right now, and they feel that the winds are at their backs. So I see no reason not to tear up that nuclear deal. There's been no change in behavior. And by the way, there are very credible reports that Iran is working hand in glove with North Korea, not only on nuclear technology, but on ballistic missile technology. And when it comes to those ballistic missiles, Chris, one more quick point. Iran is working not only on short-range, medium-range ballistic missiles for the Middle East, they're working on intercontinental ballistic missiles that could one day reach the United States.
Everyone, thoughts from the previous administration? Boy, this will be a great idea to extend a hand, and maybe the Arab nations have to get used to not getting their way after these past 8 years.
Yeah, very interesting dynamic there with the previous administration, Chris, in terms of their mindset and their view of the Middle East, which I think was fatally flawed. They left President Trump an absolute mess. I do not envy what he inherited in the Middle East and what he has been given to work with, beginning with that disastrous Iran nuclear deal where we're handing over billions of dollars, Chris. Hello, billions of dollars to the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism. And again, there's no indication that they have stopped funding terror. Those dollars, that sanctions relief we sent to the Iranian regime is not going to build schools and orphanages in Tehran. It's going to Hamas and Hezbollah so they can destroy schools and orphanages in Israel and elsewhere throughout the region. Oh, and by the way, here in the United States, at the end of the day, Iran's ideology considers us the great Satan. Israel is only the little Satan in that Iranian ideology. It's America that is the great Satan in their view.
But then we have President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, perhaps maybe the 21st century Roosevelt and Churchill. We'll see how that all turns out.
Perhaps. It's a very strong relationship. I can tell you, Chris, not only speaking to Trump administration officials, but speaking to Israeli government officials, they are very pleased about the dynamic and the rapport between these two men. In these times, we need it. We need a strong, united Western front against radical Islam and the evil forces that are on the march around the world. Right now, we really don't have it. You look at Europe, Chris, the European Union, there's a lot of weakness there, a lot of the appeasement mentality that was so disastrous in the late 1930s against Hitler. Unfortunately, that mentality is still there. It's not in the U.S. It's not in Israel, but other than that, it's slim pickings.
He is the director of the Christians United for Israel Watchman Project. He hosts The Watchman on TBN. You also find previous episodes on YouTube. Most recently, a very interesting archaeological dig in Jerusalem. His latest book, ISIS Exposed, Beheading Slavery and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam. EricStackelback.com, the website. Eric Stackelback, thanks for being here today.
Chris, thanks so much. Anytime.